Sir Jorah Mormont said, "The Western market will have food more to your taste, Your Grace. The traders from the free cities come there to sell their wares. The Carl will honor his promise in his own time."
"He had better," Viserys said grimly. "I was promised a crown, and I mean to have it. The dragon is not mocked." Spying an obscene likeness of a woman with six breasts and a ferret's head, he rode off to inspect it more closely. Dany was relieved, yet no less anxious. "I pray that my sun and stars will not keep him waiting too long," she told Sir Jorah when her brother was out of earshot. The knight looked after Viserys doubtfully. "Your brother should have bided his time in Pentos. There's no place for him in a Kalasar. Illyrio tried to warn him." "He will go as soon as he has his 10,000. My lord husband promised a golden crown." Sir Jorah grunted. "Yes, Khaleesi, but the Dothraki look on these things differently than we do in the West. I have told him as much, as Illyria told him, but your brother does not listen. The horse lords are no traders. Viserys thinks he sold you, and now he wants his price. Yet Khal Drogo would say he had you as a gift. He will give Viserys a gift in return, yes, in his own time. You do not demand a gift, not of a Khal. You do not demand anything of a Khal." It's not right to make him wait. Dany did not know why she was defending her brother, yet she was. Viserys says he could sweep the Seven Kingdoms with 10,000 Dothraki screamers.